We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 on a Friday morning, last day of July, 67 degrees. President Trump says he does not want to see the upcoming election delayed, hours after suggesting a delay in a tweet.
President Trump says he does want to see the election held on time and is scheduled, but warns an all-mail-in election would mean results coming days, weeks, or months after the vote.
Do I want to see a date change? No. But I don't want to see a crooked election. This election will be the most rigged election in history if that happens.
The president has criticized states expanding mail-in voting options as a way of responding to the coronavirus pandemic. Federal law sets the election date as the Tuesday after the first Monday in November. It would require Congress to make a change. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Kansas Congressman Ron Estes tells KNSS News Republicans and Democrats are divided on several issues when it comes to passing another pandemic relief package. One of those issues, liability.
We don't know where people are getting sick from. So we don't want somebody who has walked into a business or maybe an employee who several days later comes down sick and being able to sue their employer, whether it's a school district or a business or a church. So we want to make sure there's liability protection for that.
Estes says Republicans are also concerned that some people's unemployment checks are now more than they earned on the job. Estes commented during the Steve and Ted in the Morning show on KNSS.
Kansas lawmakers have passed a bill allowing people to opt out of contact tracing.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt says the Contact Tracing Privacy Act is leading the nation in privacy protection.
What's different now is the widespread scope of its use. Hundreds of contact tracers being hired state by state. You know, it's an intrusive activity for those who are involved.
However, Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Burns tells KSN News it can also jeopardize their work in slowing the spread of the coronavirus.
The bill, if someone says, I don't want to tell you anything about who I've been around, then we stop there.
The Privacy Act is now in effect for the state of Kansas. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At yesterday's Wichita School Board meeting, Board President Cheryl Logan made a request regarding a possible name change for the North High School mascot.
I would like to direct the superintendent if she would work with district leadership staff and our Native American program director, Dal Dombo, and Principal Stephanie Wasco to assemble a committee that will be made up of stakeholders and will be starting this discussion.
Logan also said she would like to see the committee develop a timeline and potential questions for discussion and then bring that body of work back to the school board for discussion.
The nation's largest teachers union says its members in Texas are ready to strike over the coronavirus.
The American Federation of Teachers supports the idea of educators striking. It's risky because according to state law, it's illegal for Texas teachers to participate in this type of activity. AFT leaders say it's only necessary if districts reopen without proper safety measures.
Fox's Morgan Burrell reporting union officials say a strike would be a last resort. Should Texas teachers go on strike, they risk losing their credentials and retirement benefits under state law. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The low-pressure system that brought us some rainfall yesterday is now into west-central Missouri. It will take the clouds with it, and we become mostly sunny today with temperatures in the upper 70s at noontime, 82 for the high this afternoon. Tonight's low 63. It'll be sunny and 86 Saturday with a cool front moving in Saturday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 67 degrees, north wind at 14 miles per hour. 8:35, Steve and Ted in the morning. Time for entertainment news. Ted Woodward with The Blur, Ted.
A new documentary by a Hollywood couple, begun pre-COVID, addresses viruses spread between animals and humans.
Joaquin Phoenix and Rooney Mara, both vegans, are executive producing a new feature-length documentary about zoonotic diseases titled The End of Medicine. The doc began production last October before the deadly COVID-19 outbreak. It'll look at superbug outbreaks, such as swine and avian flus, as well as a host of foodborne illnesses, which can be traced back to one industry, animal agriculture. And according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, we have now entered a post-antibiotic era. The Hollywood couple, in a joint statement, said, "We hope that the end of medicine is an eye-opening call to action and ignites a spark of willingness to change our habits." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
What's new for us on streaming?
The Fox Movie Profile with Fandango's Eric Davis. From a self-help book adaptation to an action thriller part 3, there are several new movies on demand.
Why are you helping me?
Because I can.
The Secret, Dare to Dream, based on the popular self-help book. It stars Katie Holmes as a woman who is widowed, who's trying to piece her life back together, and she meets a new man played by Jerry O'Connell. There's a huge storm that comes, a physical storm, but then also an emotional storm.
Alice, this retreat isn't going to do you any favors if you're not honest.
Yes, God, Yes will feature a familiar face. For those of you who are Stranger Things fans, Natalie Dyer. This is a bit of a religious satire. It takes place in the early 2000s, back when we were in AOL chat rooms. This is about a girl who discovers some sexual content in an AOL chat room. She is a Catholic girl. She decides to go to a bit of a mysterious religious retreat in order to understand more about these coming-of-age impulses that she's having.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
What? Okay. Check it out.
Yeah.
Hollywood stars reacting to an early morning earthquake yesterday in Southern California.
A magnitude 4.2 earthquake rattling Los Angeles County around 4:30 a.m. Pacific time, the epicenter in Pacoima, California. Actress Octavia Spencer taking to Twitter to say it woke her up just in time to watch NASA's Mars rover launch. Singer Kelly Clarkson tweets, "My children are in my arms and we are awake too early because of that earthquake." Comedian Patton Oswalt posting, "Just realized my earthquake kit is a bag of Doritos and one snow boot." A series of aftershocks following. Seismologist Lucy Jones tweeting the earthquakes were centered in an area with numerous faults near the 1994 Northridge and 1971 Sylmar quakes. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A TV host in Australia says an interview with Ellen DeGeneres was bizarre.
A host in Australia has come forward with what he calls a bizarre experience interviewing Ellen DeGeneres. Australian radio host Neil Breen said in 2013 he was producing a sit-down interview with Ellen. When they arrived, Ellen's producers told them host Richard Wilkins can ask questions, but Breen could not look, approach, or talk to Ellen. Breen stated on 4BC,
"The people who worked with her walked on eggshells the whole time, and the whole thing was totally bizarre."
This follows reports that Warner Media and Telepictures are conducting an investigation into workplace culture after allegations of a toxic work environment were reported by current and former Ellen employees. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I can't believe I know about this, but I've been seeing that apparently she is just, according to these sources, awful with people. And her helpers and whatnot. She comes on so friendly and nice and be nice. But apparently she is like the Wicked Witch of the North. Huh? Well, we'll see. See what happens there.
Yeah, there are investigations going on about her show. One of the most popular, influential songwriters of the 20th century and one of my huge favorites.
Oh, yeah.
He's releasing new music today.
Burt Bacharach's career started in the 1950s, and today, at age 92, he's releasing a new album, his first in 15 years.
Here on the midnight watch.
It's a 5-song EP he did with Nashville singer-songwriter Daniel Tashian called Blue Umbrella. Bacharach is a 6-time Grammy winner and a 2-time Oscar winner, best known for writing many hits by Dionne Warwick, The Carpenters, Herb Alpert, B.J. Thomas, Christopher Cross, and many others. Bacharach and Tashian, a Grammy winner in his own right, finished the new project before the pandemic hit, and the two are planning to write and record a full album in the future. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Got the CD on in my car right now. About 15 of his hits.
Nice.
By different artists. Windows of the World. Look of Love.
Just great stuff.
Wow.
Love Burt Bacharach.
Oh, yeah.
He's 92, and he's still writing music.
Whoa.
Bless his heart.
Yeah.
How about that? Blake Shelton reacting to Garth Brooks' Entertainer of the Year announcement.
Blake Shelton reacted to Garth Brooks' announcement that he no longer wants to be considered for the CMA's Entertainer of the Year. Brooks revealed his decision Wednesday and received a lot of backlash. Steve Warner, who collaborated with Garth for Long Neck Bottle, tweeted, "If you've ever seen Garth live, you know why he consistently wins Entertainer of the Year. There is no one as big as Garth, but more importantly, there was no one as kind." Shelton retweeted Warner and added, "Agreed, Steve, entertainer of this century." Brooks' wife piggybacked on the tweets, thanking both men, writing, "I love you, boys. Thanks for always having my Cowboys back." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Performer taking his musical skills to TikTok.
The Weeknd will kick off an augmented reality concert on TikTok. Titled The Weeknd Experience, the singer will be represented by a digital avatar performing hits from his album After Hours. TikTok teaming up with virtual concert startup Wave, calling the show its first ever in-app cross-reality experience. The performance will raise money for the Equal Justice Initiative, a charity supporting racial equality. Viewers will be able to make donations, and TikTok says it will match them up to an unnamed generous amount. The live stream hits the video app Friday, August 7th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Pacific. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And a few on this day anniversaries today. 90 years ago on this day, debuting on CBS Radio, The Shadow.
The Shadow Knows.
Very popular radio drama, originally created to be a mysterious radio show narrator. The Shadow narrated Detective Story Hour. And eventually became the focus of his own show.
Oh, yeah.
Orson Welles eventually became involved and was the voice of the Shadow.
Shadow.
Of course, he had that great voice,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he did.
At the end of each episode, the Shadow reminded listeners, "The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows. But that.
Ugh. Crime
Shadow
doesn't pay.
Celebrating 90th anniversary on radio today. It was 30 years ago on this day, Zsa Zsa Gabor was released from jail in El Segundo, California. Remember this?
Yes.
She had to serve 3 days in jail for slapping a Beverly Hills police officer.
Zsa Zsa.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
That was huge stuff back.
It was.
30 years ago, Zsa Zsa got out of jail. And a TV milestone happened 50 years ago on this night. The Huntley-Brinkley Report. It was the final one. Chet Huntley anchored his final newscast with David Brinkley and retired. Those two had done the nightly news together for 14 years on NBC News.
Long run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, they got their last names on the Huntley-Brinkley Report, and that was their show.
It was it.
And 50 years ago tonight, they gave their famous sign-off for the final time.
Bye, David. Good night, Chet.
There you go. That was the last time we heard that. It was 50 years ago tonight, the end of the Huntley-Brinkley Report on the NBC Nightly News. Entertainment News in the Blur is brought to you by our good friends at Napoleon Appliance Repair. Great Christian family doing honest work at affordable prices. If your appliance is in trouble, you need to get on the phone immediately and call Terry and get an appointment. 409-1525 is that phone number at Napoleon Appliance Repair.
They fix St. Shelley's refrigerator. Coming up, editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal, focusing on WSU and its supporters and a controversy. That's coming up. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.